This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday afternoon, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get to the back page with Bowen about 20 minutes from right now. What's worse if you get traded?
Yeah.
Is it worse to be traded for cash considerations, which could mean anything?
Right.
Cash
considerations. It could be
$1,000. It could be a box of baseball.
Yes.
Cash can buy a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Or a player to be named later.
Player to be named later.
Because that means, either way, that means they just, whatever.
Yeah, that means
just take them.
I mean, you some dog ass. You know what I mean? Like, we don't care. You know what? I tell you this. We got a guy. All right. He's like, since last leg. All right. Well, y'all can have him. All right, that's basically that. When you say player,
what's his name? We'll tell you.
We'll tell you later. We don't even know his damn name, but we're gonna find this guy and we're going to let you have him.
Or what about this option three? Because the Braves acquired Eric Fetty from the Cardinals over the weekend for a player to be named later or cash considerations. Yeah. So they haven't even decided what they want yet.
How bad is Fetty when they didn't even tell you what they're going to give you yet?
It's like Facebook Marketplace. It's like, look, just come pick it up. We don't care.
He had been DFA in the Braves.
Pretty much tells you what you need
to do. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a bunch of these guys. That end of the year – like poster for the 2025 Braves is going to have about 4,700 names on it.
It's going to be a long, if you go to like the baseball reference page, and it just has the stats.
Yes.
There's going to be more dudes, especially pitchers, that play for this baseball team. There might be more guys that play for the baseball team in the next 60 games than have played in the first 100.
Yeah.
Just because of what's going to happen.
Fetty is in a point where, you know,
it doesn't matter.
But you know what?
Just try to get some outs.
You remember what we used to say about the Wanksters? Just earn another start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even with him, it's not even. It's just like try to not make us use five bullpen guys.
Yes. Because
like try to go five innings.
Because they're awful.
Yeah. Like the goal is go five and give up less than five.
Yes.
If you can.
If you can.
If you can. Five and five's fine.
If you can't,
we'll take it.
If you can't.
If you can't, we traded you for a player whose name we don't know.
Exactly, exactly.
And cash considerations.
Exactly.
So that's kind of what
we might not have to get, like, he's pitching tomorrow, right?
Sure.
He's pitching tomorrow in Kansas City. Like, he might get left to Kansas City.
Maybe.
Yeah. Like, yeah, okay. Like, I'm pretty sure he's got a garment bag. He got a garment bag and a pair of drawers and a toothbrush.
They definitely don't. He doesn't get to have, like, a checked bag.
No.
They don't have that kind of money
garment
for him.
Garment bag,
right,
toothbrush, deodorant, and that's it.
Just bring what you need for the trip, man.
He got one uniform, Andy. He got one uniform.
You got to wear the away uniform at home.
Yep. He got one damn uniform. All right. If you pitch well, go to Walmart, get you some draws.
Here's the real like Braves related opinion, aside from all the fun that we were just having. It's possible we don't see any of these starters again.
Why would you see them
this year? Like, there's no reason to rush. Sale broke his rib.
No.
All right, take till next year. Schwellenbach with his elbow, just take till next year. Like, I know Holmes is the latest guy to go on there. Like, what, you know?
Yep.
There's no reason to risk it.
What did I miss this weekend though? Because I wasn't out and about. I was out basement, backyard, that kind of trajectory weekend. It was very, very nice.
Out and about.
The
in
house.
Your house.
Yeah. That's very, very, very. I did go. I went No, I did. I went to get some bush, but that was it. But was Spencer Strider yelling at somebody in the dugout?
Oh,
I thought. I mean, I saw the clip and it looked like Spencer was yelling. I'm like, yeah, get him, Spencer. I was like, well, what the hell is Spencer yelling at somebody for?
I saw Bryce Harper cussed out Rob Manfred in the Phillies clubhouse.
Freaking love it.
He was in there for whatever reason, and Harper said, "Get the blank out of our clubhouse if you want to talk about salary caps."
Yes.
Which, yeah.
Get out of here.
Salary cap, not the problem. Salary floor. It's that's the problem. You have to find
out. So how about you go over there to Pittsburgh and them places and make them spend money?
Yeah, get out of Philadelphia. We're spending money.
Yes.
Go talk to these. Drive across the state.
Yep, exactly.
Go talk to the Pirates. And then short trip down to Cincinnati.
Yep.
Talk to those guys.
Yep.
And then get on a plane out to, I guess it's Sacramento right now.
Yes.
And figure out what that Joker's doing.
Yes.
Because it's getting worse every single day out there.
Yes.
That's
what you need to do.
That's the conversation.
That's what you need to do, Rob. Rob.
All right. We'll get back into some baseball stuff. I know in 15 minutes, as it was Hall of Fame weekend, Ichiro, CC Sabathia, and Mike Hampton all go into the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame over the weekend. Ichiro got some good jokes off, too. So we'll get to some of that stuff coming up in about 15 minutes. Before we do that, though, Arthur Blank was at training camp over the weekend. The State of the Falcons address, as always. Let's start with this one because this is the first one we have on the cut sheet. Interested to hear what he has to say since he had to pay this guy $100 million to play 15 games. Here's Arthur Blank on Kirk Cousins.
And I'm very proud of Kirk Cousins, too. I want to suggest that because he's handled his transition really well and been very supportive of Michael and really has been a really good teammate. So I'm happy about that, and I'm happy for us, and I'm happy for Kirk as well.
What the
Sorry,
hell?
Billy Wagner, not Mike
What
Hampton,
the heezy is going on? I'm proud of him. I ain't proud of nothing.
I wouldn't be proud
I
of him.
I wouldn't be proud. He gave you over $100 million.
Yeah.
And your ass could tell nobody if you were hurt.
Yeah.
What?
And you're the one that paid him the money.
What?
I would be the one that would be the least proud.
I would be very upset.
I'd be furious. You know,
I don't like to waste $3. Imagine wasting $100.
I can't.
$100 million.
I can't.
What did he say? What did Danny DeVito say in Twins? $1 million.
I can't imagine it. I just can't. I don't know what the biggest waste of money I've ever had is. I mean, there's been some.
Yeah.
But it's probably never been more than $1,000.
Probably that big screen TV ball.
Yeah, probably. But at least I got – I don't know about that. I don't know about that. It was – I was pretty frugal with it because I got it from a place where the radio station I worked at did business.
Okay.
So I got a discount.
Okay.
And it was the floor model, so I got a discount on that too.
Yeah.
And then I had it for 8 years, and then I sold it on Craigslist for like – half of what I bought it for.
Oh, no, never mind. No,
so definitely. I feel pretty good about that.
No, okay, I get you.
And we watched a lot of games on that.
There thing. You go. Never mind. It was worth it. It was worth it then, you know, if that's the case. But
there's been a lot of money wasted.
Yeah.
Nothing ever quite like this.
No. This was a waste of money. It was a waste of time. We already talked about it in nauseam. They didn't need to go that high. They bid against themselves. And basically.
That's the thing that would make me most mad if I was him. Because yes. He got talked into that by his front office.
Yes. Yes, he did. Because that deal's never made without Arthur Blank's approval or go ahead.
Yeah, or you know? Signature.
Or signature.
Money.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, but it's a new whatever. I know that, you know, that Kurt is looking good out there, but he's a starting quarterback going against twos.
He is.
So he should cut the ass up, yep. You know, but.
But that, you know, that's not going to stop people.
Yeah.
Which is the whole thing for me is why. You know, I get it. I'm sure they tried, and I'm sure they'll still try if there's an opportunity to move him. But, like, that's my whole thing of, like, all right, like, you have to move on now.
Yeah.
There's nothing positive that comes from him being around and whatever, looking good in training camp, and if Penix has a rough day or whatever, or even – because, like, right now it's all sunshine and rainbows because it's training camp.
Yep.
But, like, week two, if Penix has a bad game, which is very possible that he'll do because he's going to be a rookie quarterback and, you know, whatever, you lose a game on an interception late or something like that, and then it's going to start that crap of, well, you got that guy over there.
Yep.
Just put him in. If Penix is playing like that, then put him in. Like, yep. And I just don't think that benefits anybody.
It does not.
So, I don't know. That's why none of that part of it is anything but frustrating for me. Let's hear what Arthur Blank says about expectations for the team, though. We heard what he said about Raheem already in the first hour. Here he is talking about if he has any certain expectations for the team this year.
Well, you know, there always is. From a fan standpoint, from a player standpoint, from an ownership standpoint, we expect to be competitive. We expect to be, you know, in the running all year. We definitely want to get to the playoffs. That's obviously our goal. And everybody understands that. So we have a plan, and we're going to work it and execute it and hopefully come out with the results that we want to see as the year goes on.
You better. I mean, this is this ain't a 8-9 that's cool because we're making progress from that last year type year for this team.
Mm-hmm.
No, they got to win now, and they got to win and rely on a lot of young players. And it ain't one of them things where they contribute, like, oh, they got this, and then you sprinkle them in. No, this is not the sprinkle part. This is where you take the lid off of the season and dump, because that's the production that they need from their young players, pass rusher, and especially from their quarterback.
Yeah, half your defense is going to be rookie or second-year guys.
Yep.
A lot of guys even in their first year that didn't play all that much. So, especially in your front seven. I know that you've got some veterans in terms of Caden Ellis and Divine Diablo. Troy Anderson starts the year on the pup list, which sucks. Hopefully he comes off of that soon. But yeah, I mean, you're asking a bunch of really young players to produce on defense.
Yep.
In a year where you have to win in order to save a lot of these people's jobs, mm-hmm. and then you flip it to the other side, and you also have basically a rookie quarterback
yep.
being asked to play not like a rookie quarterback
yep.
in order to save a lot of these people's jobs. Like, I'm excited about it because I think a lot of these people have talent, like high-level mm-hmm. talent. I think some of these guys are going to be really, really good NFL players. But it also wouldn't surprise me if some of these guys that are going to be really, really good NFL players do what a lot of really, really good NFL players do, which is struggle early.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, yep. it's a difficult place to be where you got a GM in year five and there's so many veterans that are kind of paid for across the roster, plus the Kirk Cousins things complicates it because that's just so much money. So it's a must-win hot seat situation. But it's also one of the youngest teams.
Yes, and
it's crazy.
It is, man. And like, it's always one of those things in the league. It's very rarely does a young quarterback save jobs.
Very rarely.
Now they come in with the guy with the new job. You know what I mean?
Well, and the only time they do is if there's a little bit more leeway than this year. Yeah. Like, if the young quarterback,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
If Penix shows signs, mm-hmm. you know, and it was a different situation, it's like, well, I don't know. We like what the offensive coordinator with him, and you can see the vision of it. Like, no, you got to be, you got 10 wins.
Yeah,
you got to win 10 games this year. While showing signs. So, yeah. I mean, the expectations are what they are. We get it. But the context makes it complicated for sure. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then, their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.